Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Made franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Made. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Made Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We'll cover the history of the business and share insights into the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that's yours for the taking.
Welcome to Molly Made Podcast, episode number 4. I'm your host, Fiona Stiant, and in today's episode, we speak with Deborah Topan, Senior Business Advisor with Molly Made Canada. Welcome, Deborah.
Thanks, Fiona. Glad to be here.
So how long have you worked with Molly Made?
I actually started in the spring of 2008.
Wow, that's quite a long time. What is it that you love about Molly Made?
Well, the first thing is, everybody knows Molly Made, the brand. You never have to explain who you're working for. They know right off the bat. Those pink cars, which is a joke here at the office because we all know they're blue, but everybody thinks of them as pink. And also, it's a great organization to work for. Things are always changing. I get to travel a lot, as we'll probably explain later on, but I get to go and visit franchise partners across the country, and it's something I really love to do, and I really enjoy supporting our franchises.
As your role as a senior business advisor, you provide support and guidance to Molly Made franchise partners. So can you explain to us a little bit of how and when you first connect with the franchise partners?
Well, the very first time that I do connect is when one of my franchises are selling, and then the potential buyer then contacts Fiona, as you might have heard in previous podcasts. When they're filling out qualifications is when I get involved and start talking about what's going on in the franchise that they're looking at and assist them in their cash flow planning. And then, as I'm sure you've heard in previous podcasts, Fiona makes arrangements for a discovery day, and I'm one of the people, if my franchises are up for sale, that will meet with the new potential buyers. And it's great because at the very beginning we develop a relationship. And then it continues with our annual visits. And even before then, we have our training sessions where we spend a week here at the office. And now we even have on-site training where we'll go out in the first or second week and be with the new franchisees as they're getting settled in and learning the systems. I'm also participating in seminars and conventions, doing presentations and dinners. It's a great time. There's also a social aspect and a very team-building atmosphere with Molly Made.
Awesome. So what types of things do you support on?
I help franchisees. I help them learning our policies and procedures. I do a lot of training on our technology. And it's great if we're not on site, we have this great way of doing a log me in session. We can get on their computers, they can see where I'm moving the mouse, I can see where they're moving the mouse and help them out that way. I assist them with anything from estimating, quality control, team recruitment, team retention. There is so much knowledge to be passed on. We don't have the time to go into it right now, but there's a lot. And we really do feel that when franchisees are with us, that we want them to succeed, because I get the greatest joy of hearing a situation that they might have found challenging, presenting them with a solution, and having them come out and say, that was a great win, great advice, and now they're succeeding.
So what would happen, though, if one of the franchise partners called and you were away on vacation or out of the office? What would happen?
You mean on one of my annual field visits?
Yes,
or maybe a seminar or convention?
Yes.
There is always somebody in the office, and especially in the franchise support team, which I am a part of. We always have notice on our phones, on our emails, that if I'm not here, you can contact this person or that person. Even if you couldn't get a hold of the franchise support team, we're all very team oriented here. So we've got our admin team, our marketing team, our accounting team. There's always somebody that they can connect with to get an answer.
So that certainly does mean that as a franchise partner working in Molly Maid, if you have a question, you definitely are going to get some support and answers when you require it.
Absolutely.
What happens if you're working with a franchise partner and they're experiencing a lot of challenges in the business? How would you assist them?
Well, it all starts first with a conversation, and it's a matter of drilling down to find out what is the issue. Retraining, maybe, is the issue going into more detail of our processes and procedures. It could have anything to do with our systems that we just want to get them put into place, because if you follow our system, you're going to succeed. And usually the challenges are from someone that is not following the system. So if you follow the system, you will succeed. But my role is to ensure that the franchise partner does succeed and to find out what it is that can help them succeed. So there's a lot of conversation. There could be recommendations on manuals to read. It could be educational. But we're here to provide the knowledge or the direction to help the franchise partner succeed.
As someone coming new into the system and not knowing a lot about how working with customers and working with employees, to have that support from someone that can direct you to the right resources, the right tools, to direct you to those certain areas of the system that will help you be successful, I mean, that's really fantastic. I guess over the years that you've been with Molly Maid, you must have seen and heard a lot of great stories from the franchise partners. Would you mind sharing a few with us?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I must admit that some of the franchise partners have told me some interesting, humorous stories. I will never forget one of my franchise partners telling me about, she was so excited to go out and do this estimate. She recalled how during the training that you take your shoes off, you leave them at the front. She had her indoor shoes. She was walking around and she did the estimate. And when she came back, she discovered that unfortunately the lovely little dog had peed in the boot.
Oh no.
And so she did it so well, and not trying to cover it up and just taking it out, not making a big deal out of it. And this same franchise partner
had, well, I certainly hope she got the customer.
She did. And the second story I'm gonna tell you is also an animal related one, and again it's a dog. She must have a franchise that has a lot of dogs in the area, because it was shortly after that she went and she left her shoes at the front and she went to get them, and she could only find one. The dog had apparently taken the other shoe and unfortunately really chewed it.
Oh no.
And the homeowner was really, really upset, and she was very good about it. And she said, no, that's okay. I need a new pair of shoes. And she got that clean too. But now what she does is, you know, you learn from your mistakes. When she goes into a new home to do an estimate, she now brings an extra bag and puts her shoes in the bag and doesn't leave them at the front for fear that this will happen again.
Yeah, I could see how that could happen. I guess the other option would take those little booty socks or whatever. And then, yeah, you're right, put them in a bag. Anyways, that's pretty funny. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. I have lots more. So who's ever hearing this and you want to hear more, I will definitely tell you more when you come in.
All right. Thank you, Deborah. And thanks for all the information today and sharing with us what you do and how you support franchise partners to be successful with Molly Maid. We really appreciate your insight.
You're welcome. Thanks, Fiona.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you're interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it clean.